Welcome, everybody. This is our first podcast and episode one. We are going to be talking about some awesome movie news as well as the Marvel Cinematic Universe. As people might know, Captain America Civil War is coming out very soon. And I got a few friends with me on this first episode to talk with me about the Marvel Cinematic Universe Phase 1. And the first person I have here is Derek.
Derek is here.
Woo!
Hello, world.
Yeah. And we also have Kevin.
Hello, everyone. All I'm going
to
say.
That's a very simple and straight to the point. Awesome.
Yes.
Okay, so the first thing, we're actually going to talk about three subjects before the Marvel Cinematic Universe. There was one that dropped last night. I don't know if you saw it, Derek, but so we're going to surprise you maybe with this new piece of news that dropped yesterday. Very shocking. Oh. The internet is in trembles. First let's get to this news. X-Men Apocalypse, the final trailer was released on Monday. And I want to get a little bit of our thoughts on that. Derek, why don't you go first?
Very good trailer. A lot of action. It seems like a continuation of the X-Men universe. The new one, at least, the reboot. And we have the Four Horsemen of Apocalypse. We have Apocalypse himself. And the only thing I don't like is how come Olivia Munn didn't have any words? I wanted to hear her. Because I was such a huge fan of her. Back when she was hosting Attack of the Show, and then she became famous, and this is one of her, like, I would say her first major roles, so just wanted to have a little bit of her, you get to see her, she looks amazing, but, like, what about her talking? I wanted to have that in the trailer.
Yeah. I really loved the final shot of Wolverine, his claw,
yeah.
And it's really cool because a lot of people weren't sure if Hugh Jackman was going to be back for this one. We know his final film is next year. The third Wolverine movie will be coming out next year, and that will be his final appearance. But some people, especially the way Days of Future Past ended, I think a lot of people, including myself, were hoping he would be in this one to kind of complete the first class trilogy, you know? So it definitely got me very excited just to see that final shot with the claw coming out. And Professor X, I think, saying, it looks like you guys had a little bit of or an easy time or something like that. And Cyclops is like, yeah, we had a little bit of help. And then the next scene, you see that shot of his claw. It was really cool. How about you, Kev?
I enjoyed it. Especially the, like you just mentioned, when Wolverine showed up. Or the little segment. It was definitely building up the story.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got.
So it was really cool. Did you guys see those pictures? They have the pictures online. And if you look at the trailer, you can kind of see that scene in the trailer too, where you see the X-Men actually in their, like, the comic book type costumes. Like, you see Cyclops in the blue outfit. He's actually in the blue outfit, and you see Nightcrawler in his red uniform, and some of the other characters also in their actual comic book outfits. Did you guys see any of those pictures online or no?
I can go check it out right now.
if you haven't,
I'm excited for Nightcrawler. He's been away from the X-Men movies. Now we have him back. So
yeah,
seeing him in the trailer is pretty cool.
It's going to be really cool. Yeah.
And you have Mystique, obviously, so I wonder how that's going to happen, like, pan out. Maybe they take a page from the comic books.
Yeah.
Speaking of mutants.
So, the next subject, while you're looking for that, Derek, the next subject I wanted to talk about was... Oh, man. I'm getting sidetracked here. It was...
Daredevil.
Oh, no, Punisher. That's right. Thank you, Derek. Punisher is getting his own Netflix series. I'm really excited about that because Punisher was one of the coolest things about Daredevil Season 2. So, yeah, what do you guys have to say about that? Kevin?
I'm excited. I really enjoyed Punisher and Daredevil. Thought he was a great asset to the show, and would like to see him trail on his own and where they can take it.
Yeah. How about you, Derek?
The actor is amazing. Like
John Barenthal, yeah.
Barenthal, yeah. He was in Walking Dead as
Shane.
He did a great job, like really great character there. And then when he was on Daredevil, he brought kind of the same character to it, a more kind of like military style character.
Yep.
I'm all excited. I enjoyed Daredevil season two better. I mean, yeah, season two better than season one.
Yeah, and same.
His performance was a big part of that, but it's sad to see him probably go in the next season. But we do get this awesome, his own show on Netflix, so we can continue that.
I still think crossovers with the Punisher could still happen, and he could possibly even show up in the Defenders for all we know.
Yeah, that would be cool. Maybe have the Defenders go against Daredevil.
Yeah,
go against Punisher.
Oh, well, he kind of made like amends with Daredevil at the end of season two, right? So he can even team up with them or get in their way. Yeah, either way, it would be just cool to see him again cross their paths.
Yeah. No, it's great news, and I'm actually excited for this one.
Yeah. So now the next subject we want to talk about, Derek, I don't know if you heard this news. Kevin, I told him, I think, this morning. The Flash, the movie Flash, not the TV show, it looks like the director who was attached dropped out over creative differences. The Hollywood Reporter is reporting this. And a lot of fans right now, I've been seeing some fan reactions from people like, could this be a bad sign already? And now there's already rumors that maybe, I forgot the director's name, but he directed Furious 7. He's directing Aquaman, and now there's rumors that he might drop out due to creative differences and some things going on behind the scenes. And I don't know, what you just heard this news for the first time, Derek, I'm presuming. What's your thoughts on this?
So yeah, that kind of sucks. Like, I'm kind of worried about it. Like, I don't want this to turn into like a Fantastic Four now.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. But yeah, the actor, the director's name is Seth Green-Smith.
Yep.
I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. But yeah, it's something to be worried about. Because Flash is such a great character. You know, you and me have been watching the TV show.
Yeah, and the TV show is beloved by fans.
It's amazing.
People, somehow, you know, it overshadows Arrow nowadays, so.
I would say so.
Yeah.
I would say maybe Flash and even Daredevil are like my top two shows right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's kind of worrisome, definitely. Some people have been saying that, like, the problem WB has right now is that it doesn't have a Kevin Feige in charge. Kevin Feige is the guy who runs all of Marvel, right? From Iron Man and onwards. And he's the one creative vision that calls all the shots, right? And that tells people, that hires the people and puts them in charge of the films. And even X-Men now, ever since X-Men First Class, and this is why you see the X-Men movies doing so well nowadays, is the X-Men movies have Simon Kinberg in charge of that division, right? He's the one creative force guiding the X-Men films. So with WB, nobody knows who's in charge, and maybe that could be the problem. How about you, Kev?
Yeah, I agree with you. It's a shame that the director pulled out, and I don't know. It makes me, every time directors fall out of the film, it kind of makes me nervous hearing that news, because it kind of is like, are they having fights on the studio about this movie? Or?
Oh, you can bet there's, the last thing I heard about Warner Brothers after Batman v Superman, you know, the box office has been kind of rocky for them. It's doing good. I mean, it made over $850 million. Dollars, right?
Yeah.
But from what I heard, WB might be more hands-on, so the studio might be interfering now a lot more because of this, and that's something
that's a little bit worrisome.
That could hurt the future films, exactly. Yeah. So hopefully
they want to make it dark.
I think they want to lighten it up now. I think they heard the fan outcry. But the question is, I hope it's not Batman and Robin dark. I mean, light. Dark. Where am I going with that? But yeah, it's like, you know. Well, anyways. Okay, so I guess that's it for the news, right? And let's move on to the main topic, the Marvel Cinematic Universe, Phase 1. We are going to, starting with this week, we're going to talk about Phase 1. Next week, when we do Episode 2, we'll talk about Phase 2. And then, hopefully, that will give us enough time to watch Civil War. And if we all do, we'll do a Civil War review, as well as our thoughts on what we're looking forward to in the upcoming films in our third episode. So today we're focusing on Phase 1. So let's do this. We're talking about Iron Man 1 right now. This was the Marvel Cinematic Universe film to start it all. Robert Downey Jr., Jon Favreau directed it. And yeah, it was a big risk for a lot of people. I really enjoyed this movie a lot. I think a lot of people do. I think it's still some of people's, some of their top five, definitely, of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Kevin, what did you think of it?
I'm sorry?
Iron Man. What did you think of Iron Man? One. Oh. The first one.
Spaced out there. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
The first Iron Man movie was really enjoyable. Mm-hmm. It was definitely something I remember thinking, I hope it didn't turn out like the other superhero films at the time, and it shocked me. I can't remember everything now from that far back, but it was definitely
something you were looking forward to.
Yeah.
How about you, Derek?
Well, I remember actually going to the theater for this one. It was me and my friend. We were like studying in university, and we decided to check it out after class, and I think it was like right when the movie just dropped. So for some reason, I don't know why, we were able to catch like a mid-afternoon screening, and the theater was almost empty, actually. It was weird. And then it was just so enjoyable. Like, there's so much to like about this movie. It was like Robert Downey Jr. just like cemented himself, revived his acting career, and just it was the start of something great. You didn't really get to see a whole lot of the rest of the Marvel Universe.
Yeah.
But it was a very enjoyable like movie, and like it was really at the time one of my favorite Marvel movies. Well, the Marvel character movies was Spider-Man, and then when this came out, it was kind of like, yeah, it's really up there as one of the best.
Yeah, this came out the year 2008. This was a great year for superhero movies because we also had The Dark Knight come out that year. The Incredible Hulk, which we're going to talk about also. It came out like 2 months after Iron Man. We had, I think, the second Hellboy also came out that year. So this was a lot of people consider this a really good year for superhero movies. And it was coming after 2007, which featured Spider-Man 3, Fantastic Four, Rise of the Silver Surfer, and Ghost Rider. Three terrible movies, you know? It was like, this is amazing, and Marvel knocked it out of the park, showing Sony and Fox that, hey, this is how you do a superhero movie. And it was amazing, especially with the music, like the AC/DC music that they added into it. And I like Jeff Bridges. A lot of people don't talk about his character that much in this movie, but I think he was a great, I think the whole cast was great. From Gwyneth Paltrow to, Jeff Bridges, Terrence Howard as the original Rhodey. You know, before Don Cheadle took over.
Boo.
Boo.
I don't know, I liked his
Terrence Howard?
Yeah.
Oh, you liked him more? I didn't know that.
He seemed okay to me at the time. I don't know, I just don't, I hate it when movies have like a brand new actor.
But what do you think of Mark, actually we'll get to Mark Ruffalo later, but, and obviously Coulson, right? The introduction of Coulson and S.H.I.E.L.D. So, and Agent Coulson is now alive on the show, but
Spoilers.
Yeah. Well. but yeah, and the Easter eggs were a lot of fun too. Like there was that one shot in the movie. I forgot where it is. It's somewhere in the middle, where you see the Captain America shield, but it's not a complete shield, right? But it's like a prototype shield, but you know it's Captain America because it has the colors, and I think it had the star on it too. And it's interesting because when you go back to that movie, in the beginning of Iron Man 1, there is a reference that a reporter goes up to him and asks him about his life, I guess, a little bit. And Tony mentions that his father worked for the army during World War II and worked on the Manhattan Project, which kind of ties back into Captain America, which came out a few years after Iron Man 1. So it's like you kind of see, when going back to it, you can kind of see Marvel was already planting the seeds for stuff to happen later on, which was really cool. And now we move on to The Incredible Hulk, the second film in Marvel Cinematic Universe. This one had Edward Norton in the role of Bruce Banner. And I'm going to say it right off the bat. I think Edward Norton was my favorite Hulk. Yep, I like him more than Mark Ruffalo. And I liked Eric Bana too, even though I didn't like that Hulk movie. That Hulk movie has nothing to do with the Marvel Cinematic Universe, right? This Hulk movie does. And the cool thing about Civil War is that we are getting William Hurt back as the general, General Ross. And so that's going to kind of nice, because I feel like ever since 2008, ever since The Incredible Hulk and Edward Norton was replaced, I felt like the Marvel Cinematic Universe has been shunning that movie a little bit. But now with that actor coming back as General Ross for Civil War, I think, okay, they're not shunning it. They are actually remembering it and bringing it back. And I love this movie. I think it's very underrated. I think it's, personally, I like it a little bit better than Iron Man 1.
What?
Because the action is so cool. This is the kind of action I wanted from the first Hulk movie. And I think it delivered that perfectly. What do you think, Derek?
I would like to say, like, it is a good movie. Like, it is much improved over the original Hulk.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. It's not as... Iron Man really launched the series. This one kind of... It was a continuation, but again, it wasn't as tied in as much, and we kind of forgot about the Hulk until like the Avengers, and we were like, oh, and then we also had that actor change.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it was a good movie. I remember it. It had a lot of action. He was running around. There was like explosions, and it was really, it had a story. It was well done. I enjoyed it. It's been a while since I watched that movie, obviously, mm-hmm. but. Yeah, it was a good movie, but I wouldn't put it over Iron Man.
Well, that's just me, I guess. Well, I know a lot of other people like. I know I'm one of the few that will probably put it over Iron Man. I know some people might think I'm crazy on that, but Kevin, what did you think of it?
I think it was a little bit. This is just my opinion. Maybe a little bit underrated.
Oh, so you think like me? It's underrated. But would you put it over Iron Man or under?
Probably equal.
No, really?
If anything, equal. Maybe there might be times where I'm like, okay, maybe I enjoy it a little bit more because I find maybe the Hulk more interesting character than Iron Man. Mm-hmm. I've never really been that much of a fan of Iron Man as much as the Hulk.
Oh, I didn't know that about you. Okay.
Wow.
I know, right? As a character, I'm going to admit I like Iron Man more. But as a movie, I find the Hulk more fun.
Yeah, the movie definitely was a lot more fun and more engaging and had a little bit more mystery, especially towards the end with that dude who kind of...
But that never came... Nothing ever came from that because... I think they were planning a sequel, but because of the Hulk... Out of all the Marvel Cinematic Universe movies, that movie made the least... Movie? Yeah, that Hulk movie made the least amount of money. Yeah. Like, Ant-Man made more money than that film, so...
Ant-Man was fun.
A lot of people, I've heard some people say this, but some people think that if that Hulk movie were to come out after the Avengers, they think it would have made a lot more money, because the Avengers is what made the Hulk more popular for the general audience.
Yeah,
that makes sense. Yeah, I agree with that.
It definitely, before the Avengers, the Hulk was one of those B-list. Well, I don't know if
he wasn't B-list. He was A-list.
Yeah, he was A-list, but towards the general public, he wasn't really that much looked as an interesting character.
I think the first Hulk movie tarnished the Hulk's character.
Whatever.
Because that first Hulk movie was so boring. And I think that's what hurt it. I think that's what hurt that Edward Norton film, despite it being a lot better. I think it could have been better if that was either the first Hulk movie released or after the Avengers.
Yeah, I'd say definitely after the Avengers. It would have been a better timing.
They need to make a World War Hulk.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, so next movie after The Incredible Hulk, we have Iron Man 2. This was the next movie to be released, and it came out 2008 was Iron Man and The Incredible Hulk. This one came out in 2010. And, you know, the success of Iron Man was hot, so they had to rush it into development, and I'm going to say I love this one maybe even a little bit better than Iron Man 1, you know?
What?
Yes, I know, man. And it's funny because I've heard a lot of people say that this is one of the weaker Marvel Cinematic Universe films. And I don't know. Because a lot of people feel that it's too much setup for the Avengers. Well, personally, me, I liked a lot of those Easter eggs and stuff like that. And I like that we got Nick Fury in a little bit of a slightly bigger role in this one. We got to see him a little bit more. Black Widow, you know, Scarlett Johansson was sexy as hell. And it was exactly, it was great seeing her in this movie. I thought she was a great character. Even though some people feel that she wasn't properly utilized here, I felt otherwise. I felt she was used fine for her first film, you know, for her first outing. And then, the relationship between Gwyneth Paltrow and Robert Downey Jr., just like the first film, was great. And Don Cheadle as War Machine was... I personally like Don Cheadle more than Terrence Howard. That's just me, though. Derek?
Well, Iron Man 2, for me, I didn't really like it as much as Iron Man 1. I would say Iron Man 2 was a good continuation, but I don't know, Iron Man 1 really just changed the scene. Iron Man 3 didn't really change much. Mm-hmm. But it was good. It was, I wouldn't say it was like spectacular or one of my favorites in the Marvel Universe.
Yeah.
But it was still like, it was enjoyable. Like, you could watch it, and I don't know, I prefer Iron Man 3 to Iron Man 2.
Ooh.
But then there's an issue with Iron Man 3 at the end that we'll talk
about. We'll talk about next week later. when we get there, yeah.
Okay, Whiplash was an interesting villain too. You don't get really too much villains with that kind of like, it's, I wouldn't say it's a gimmick, but it was an interesting kind of weapon.
Mm-hmm.
So it was alright.
I actually liked Whiplash even a little bit better than Jeff Bridges' character, who I had liked also, but I thought Whiplash was a little bit more badass.
Yeah.
Well,
I agree.
What about you, Kev? What did you think of Iron Man 2?
What are the better uses of the B-list villains, for sure?
That's true.
Even though they modified him, like, the character completely from... Well, not completely, but they modified the villain from the originally how he is in the comics. Like, apparently he's not the same as in the comics, which is fine to me, because when it comes to like the minor villains, it's usually best to modify them up or change them up from, you know, the how they are from the comics.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I mean, if it's a smaller use of a small villain from the comics, why not expand and try other things, much rather than someone like the Joker, who's more well known for his antics, and changing him up would be kind of like you're touching a very, very good villain, and you're changing him up and giving him a background, when in the comics, him without a background is like the greatest thing ever, you know?
Yeah.
Other than that, I found the movie enjoyable. I liked it more than the first one.
I'm glad me and you are like on the same page.
I disagree, guys.
Most people would. I think most people would dare. I think you're the normal one of this group, so don't worry, man.
I think it's because they added Nick Fury into it, right? And Nick Fury in there seemed so played well off Iron Man, and I think I found that more enjoyable. That's why.
Okay, and now we move on to, or unless any of you guys have final thoughts. Nope, okay.
Watch the movie.
Watch the movie. Let's move on to Thor, the first Thor film, which I know I'm not one of the people that are few on this. Well, I don't know. It's debatable. Thor is my favorite film from Phase 1, not counting the Avengers. It's my favorite solo film from that phase. And I think it's because of how different it was from those other three movies that we just talked about. I like the outer space, the cosmic side of it, you know, a lot more. And even though it's kind of a fish out of water story, I like the character of Thor. I thought he was really cool. I like Loki. I think he is still the best Marvel Cinematic Universe villain to this date. I liked him from this movie on, even before, you know, a lot of people, I think a lot more people loved him even more in the Avengers. I already knew he was going to be a great villain because I saw from this film how great of a villain he was. And I love this movie. What about you, Kev?
I enjoyed it. I'm a big fan of mythology, and I know this being more superhero based, it was still very, very enjoyable. My only complaint is, did they really have to be on Earth? Like, can they expand more?
Well,
you know, on Oa, but it's a very minor complaint. Very, very minor. Very minor.
To defend the creator's choices on that, having it more on Earth,
yeah.
I think that was because budget reasons.
Yeah.
Because as we saw in Thor 2, Thor the Dark World, it took place more on Asgard. And
CGI.
Exactly, more CGI. Obviously, was more involved in that one. Well, this one, clearly because the budget was a little bit smaller and because they didn't want to take that big of a risk. Because
I just wanted to correct myself. Say Asgard.
It's Asgard.
Not Oa.
Sorry. I didn't even realize you said Oa. What about
the universe? DC characters are going to come out.
It's going to be a crossover, yeah. Mind explosions. What about you, Derek? What did you think of Thor?
Actually, it was a great movie. Like, I enjoyed it. It was interesting. It was surprising. And it was kind of cool how it wasn't centered around magic. I thought it would be more magic-based, but they're like, no, this is actually technology in the future. So that was pretty awesome, like, take on it.
Magic is science we don't understand.
Yes.
Science we don't understand. Thor was a great casting, great choice of actor to play Thor, Chris Hemsworth. Great set of cast. Loki, like you mentioned, was obviously a fantastic villain, and they brought him on to be the villain in the Avengers, which was, it was pretty good. Like, having a big villain move from one of the smaller films to the Avengers was actually quite smart, quite nice. Mm-hmm. And it was very successful. I find this, for me, not to like, mentioned on Phase 2, but one of the stronger Thor films.
Yeah. A lot of people would agree with you on that, for sure. I like both Thor films kind of, well, okay, I'll get to that when we, I'll get to that next week. But yeah, Thor, another great thing about that movie was the chemistry between Thor and Loki. Because both those actors, they really, you can feel like they were almost brothers. And when they tore apart at the end, when Thor found out his brother was behind it all, you feel that, you know, how broken he was to find out that it was his own brother. against him this entire time. The only weakness of this movie that I'll admit is the chemistry between Natalie Portman and Chris Hemsworth. It is probably my least favorite couple in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. You can tell Natalie Portman does not care about this being in this movie. I don't even know why they casted her, but she's a great actress. But I just feel like in the Thor movies, she's not in it. She doesn't feel like she wants to be part of it.
No, I have to agree with that one. It makes kind of sucks that we don't have that kind of like raw passion or emotion between the two characters, and she's just kind of there. Just so there is a female lead.
Yeah.
And there is like a female character. It's not just focused on the male side of things.
Yeah.
I guess with, like all these superheroes, they have to have kind of a little bit of a romance to make appealing to the vast majority of the audiences. So, yeah, they had to kind of squeeze that in. But it was okay. It wasn't like a huge distraction from the movie.
No. It was still enjoyable. I agree. Okay, so after Thor, we're still in 2000. We're now in 2011 with Thor, and also that year later on, we got Captain America: The First Avenger, and the movie introducing Captain America. And I was surprised. I did a video recently for YouTube where I was doing the Rotten Tomato scores of all the Marvel Cinematic Universe films. And this one actually got higher than a lot of other Marvel Cinematic Universe movies. I was surprised. And this is actually my least favorite Marvel Cinematic Universe movie. Not because I don't like it. I still really enjoy this film. Because for me, their worst movie is still a really enjoyable movie. And I don't know. I felt sometimes it felt a little slow here and there, a little wonky. And but I loved the World War II setting, you know? And Red Skull was really cool, played by Hugo Weaving. I think he's one of the few Marvel villains that really stand out from all these films. And what your opinion, Derek? What's your opinion on this?
It's a very interesting timepiece. Very cool setting to see everybody back in the war, and a lot of the majority of the movie was in that kind of time frame.
Mm-hmm.
I like Red Skull. I actually kind of wish he returned. It would be cool to see him in the future, kind of spoiler future kind of Marvel movies. But yeah, it was good. It was a good like introduction. I didn't really think it would be that successful because it's America, and you know some people don't really like America as much. But like you know, in terms of the like, politics and stuff
yeah.
like that. But I think it was a good like movie. I like actually the other Captain. Well, you always have to mention the other movies. But the other movies were a little bit better. But good introduction.
That's what people are saying is like the Captain America movies can probably, especially with Winter Soldier and with the Civil War now. A lot of people who've seen Civil War have been saying that, you know, this could be the trilogy, the Captain America trilogy can be that trilogy that rivals the Dark Knight trilogy a little bit. The only thing that would not make it beat it would be the first Captain America movie, because it's not as good as Batman Begins or any of those three for sure. But the other two do hold up to that, which is always an interesting topic whenever people talk about it. Kev?
I enjoyed it, but not at first. Like, when I remember seeing it the first time and didn't really care much for it. But as I watched it again, I remember liking it and enjoying it a little bit more and more each time.
Mm-hmm.
Not much to say.
What about Peggy Carter, guys? We got to talk about her. She's in this movie, and she's made several. She's not only had her own TV show, but I mean, she was in two movies, Age of Ultron and Ant-Man, last year. So the character is still somewhat important to the past of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Enjoyed that character, especially in the TV shows.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see the TV show, Derek? Agent Carter?
I will confess, I have not really seen the TV shows. Yeah. I don't know why. It's for me.
You should.
I should. Yeah, I should start getting on that. But
some people say season one is really good. Season two, some people think it wasn't as good. I disagree. I like both seasons equally. I think they were both fun.
Do you think maybe because Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. kind of brought it down a bit, because Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. didn't have a very good season one.
Yeah, that's kind of true.
Because of that, a lot of people weren't interested in Agent Carter.
I think it's because it's more, I have a feeling it's a sexist thing. I think some people that have it, I'm not saying everybody, but I think some people haven't watched it because it's a female hero in the role. And maybe that's why it hasn't got, even it, like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. still gets better ratings than Agent Carter, so. I don't know. And any final thoughts on that one? No? Okay.
Watch it.
Yeah, watch
it. Yeah.
Watch all these movies.
Give it a chance.
And now we move on to the Avengers, the big one, the one we've been waiting for to talk about throughout this entire video, the very first one. And I'll save my thoughts for last, and I'll let you guys talk first. Derek, go.
Love it, guys. Love it. No, it was really good. Like, the first time seeing all these big superheroes in one film, from multiple films into one film, it was just huge for the industry. It was huge for everybody. We were all excited watching it. It had a very good story, a lot of action. And it was just, everything was actually finally like tied together. We got to see all the strings come together. And it was just great. Great chemistry with the characters, big name actors. I thought this movie would be impossible, trying to like pay off all the actors and their huge salaries. But we got it, and it was good. And we even had the amazing thing at the end with Tony Stark mentioning about Shawarma Place. And I don't know, when a movie actually makes you go out and try new foods, that just was like, it was amazing. It was just like, I tried shawarma. And
I know, I did too. As soon as I heard about the shawarma, I'm like, I never tried a shawarma before. And I literally went to the shawarma place and tried it for the first, a chicken shawarma, and I loved it, and it was amazing. So yeah, it is amazing when a movie does that makes you want to try something like that, right? I mean, Deadpool did that for me recently, even though they didn't really play with it in the movie. Chimichanga, that's right. I decided to make my own chimichanga, and it was amazing. I loved it. Kev?
I enjoyed it. I remember anticipating it a little bit of the movie when it first came out. I thought it was very well balanced. Enjoyed all the characters, enjoyed all the moments. I think it was also beautifully paced.
Mm-hmm. It's comedic.
Yeah, very funny, especially with the Hulk and Thor, and the Hulk and a lot of the Hulk moments. The Hulk and Loki, when he's bashing on the floor.
That was a great scene.
Oh, yeah. My mom loves that scene. Every time we watch the Avengers, I remember my mom always saying to put that scene back. She would want me to put it back all the time, just so she could see that scene, because she loves it. And, you know, for me personally, I remember when this movie was coming out, and I seen that first trailer for the first time, and you saw that shot of the camera panning around all of them. You know that iconic shot, right?
Yeah.
I remember getting chills just seeing that, because I knew I was witnessing something that was going to change the landscape of these superhero movies. So something, you know, that Batman v Superman tried doing in their own film. You know that shot where you see Superman, Batman, and Wonder Woman together for the first time? Mm-hmm. I didn't get those chills like I did with the Avengers, because I knew I had already seen something like that. That
Marvel did it first.
Exactly. Marvel did it first. And it was like, it's impossible to recreate that. And just seeing it in that trailer, I remember I had to always put it back at that spot just because I thought it was such a great shot. And when you go and see that movie, there's so many other amazing shots that weren't even seen in the trailer. I think this one was talked about a lot. That shot where you see all the characters zooming by one another, you know, and it's one continuous shot. And it's like one of the most amazing scenes in movies in the history of any film. And I'm hearing the airport scene in Civil War, it takes it to a whole new level. We're going to have to see and judge for ourselves on that. But yeah, there was a lot of really cool things in this movie. As a fan, as someone who doesn't even read too many comics, I the only Avengers comics I read was the Ultimate stuff, right? So my knowledge on these characters weren't really as vast as some other people. But seriously, I grew into a huge Avengers fanboy definitely right after this. So I love everything that went on in this movie and the films that, you know, followed. And the ones before that, too. I think it definitely is a well-crafted film with a lot of enjoyable moments and enjoyable character interaction. Seeing these characters interact with one another. And you see that I remember in the Flash and Arrow crossover. One of the things that those producers said was they looked at the Avengers for reference to what made those work, and they said the character interactions is what really made the Avengers work. And I agree with them, because that's what made the Flash and Arrow crossover, and even recently the Flash and Supergirl crossover, very enjoyable too. You know, it was the character interaction, seeing the characters from different shows interact with each other. And like I said, it's all thanks to the Avengers.
Yay.
Yay.
So I guess we're done for phase one, right? So this was awesome, guys. This is 40 minutes already. We did a really cool show here. And I guess we're going to sign off. And we'll start off with Kevin.
I'm Kevin. I don't know how to sign off.
Where can people find you? Can they find you on Twitter or Facebook or anywhere? Where do you want people to find you? Or do you think that's stalking?
You can catch me on Twitter, Kevin, K-E-V-E-N _ Jordao, J-O-R-D-A-O, on Twitter. And you can check me out on my website, I guess, kevinjordao.com.
And you also have some artwork, no?
Yeah, it's on my website.
Sorry, guys. And how about you, Derek?
Yeah, thanks for having me on here. It was awesome. See all these movies that we talked about and all these shows. You could find me at Jericho on Twitter. I don't really have artwork. I do business, so...
Business.
Yeah, look out for me.
A business guy, Mafio, Wolf of Wall Street, and I am Crazy Davey, or David, and you can find me at iCrazyDavey on Twitter, and follow me on YouTube, David Jordao, J like Kevin's last name, it's the exact same because we're brothers, and until next time, guys,
take care.
Okay, I'll find something else to sign off with, but for today, take care.